celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Stage fright. Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Shine.
To see the fella quacking at a nice time.
To swing his axe. that was a bit of a quick end for, what was that? Queen, the Fairy Fellas Masterstroke, which was remastered in 2011. Tell us about that, Claire.
Well, I was looking at all these.
Tell us about it.
I was looking at all these kind of immersive pieces, and obviously there's quite a lot. When you start talking about immersive music, you end up going down a wormhole of prog rock, yeah. For a while, actually. But it was kind of different to think about. You know, Queen made lots of albums at the time. Their record company didn't think that they were going to work. They were kind of really worried about these sort of narrative albums and. If you've seen any of the programmes about Queen, there was lots of kind of arguing between Freddie Mercury and his management company about, you know, letting them have free rein over what was going out. But this one, I mean, this is about, this is called the Fairy Fellas Masterstroke, and it's a kind of fantastical scene full of unique characters. You have to actually sit and listen to this one and read the lyrics with it as well. It's kind of combining the songwriting genius of Freddie Mercury with the wizarding production of Brian May, this is where it's bordering on the prog rock, the progressive rock. And I just thought, you know what, I've never ever heard that one before, because mostly I think of Queen as being much more kind of pop ballads. So yeah. I just wanted to play that because it was really interesting.
It's almost like listening to a story.
Yes, and it's painting this picture, isn't it, with these kind of interesting lyrics, and there's lots of kind of vocal harmonies, there's lots of interesting effects flying all around it, and there's so much going on in it, and it's only 3 minutes, which is blissful in one sense, because prog rock obviously tends to go on for. There was another piece that I was going to play that was 20 minutes, and I was like, no,
wow,
can't do
okay.
that. So anyway, so that was a different kind of Queen. So, but we're going to introduce our guest now, aren't we?
I'm
trying to find my notes whilst I'm doing that. You can do the intros.
So we mentioned earlier that Amber was going to join us on the show. So Amber has released news that she is curating or creating or both an immersive experience in London from this August. So I guess the first question is, Amber, welcome, and tell us more about Bound. What is Bound?
Firstly, thank you. Oh, squeaky chair. Thank you for having me on the show. And so Bound is a fully immersive experience and theatre show that, like you said, is going to be premiering in August. So it'll be running from the 25th of August until the 8th of September. It's going to be on the South Bank in London. Not on the South Bank, but in a venue on the South Bank.
We're just getting the mic sorted out so we can hear you properly. But, I mean, what I'm really interested in is that your talk about, when I was reading the blurb and looking at the website, you were talking about the themes of loss that come through this. Is this, and I really, if it's okay, I'd really like to come back to the start of, have we got one of the mics working? You might have to come, do you want to come and use this one over here? Or you stay there. I'll move around. I'd just really like to understand where it came from, really, because I think it feels like there's lots behind this in terms of the narratives. You talk about there's nine different stories of loss coming through this. Mm-hmm. But from your perspective, how did this come about? What were you trying to develop in Bound?
I think going back to my kind of passion for immersive theatre was I trained as a dancer, and I then didn't go into really performing, but I loved going to anything that I felt like I was performing or that I could fully connect to. So I found this real love for moving away from that traditional theatre setting of just sitting and being told what I have to watch, to actually going into an experience or a show that I get to fully connect and be immersed with something. So from my first ever immersive experience, I knew that that was something that I'd be really interested in exploring and developing. For me, as an artist, I only ever create anything that I feel is truthful.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's a short dance piece or you know, like a filmed piece, it has to be something that I can relate to. So although I always knew that I wanted to do something with an immersive theatre, nothing really kind of struck me as, oh, I'm really invested in that, or I'm really interested in that. But back in 2020, I lost my brother, and I became almost fascinated in the different ways people grieve.
Mm-hmm.
And this was triggered, obviously, by my own way of grieving. I started to view my family and think, I don't understand why, although we've all lost this same person, why are we all grieving so differently?
Yeah.
And it started to dawn on me that actually, yes, we've lost the same person, but our relationship with him was so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I lost a best friend, an older brother. My mum and dad lost, you know, for me, I always see it as when they had my brother, that was the real shifting point from a relationship to a family. Mm-hmm. You know, that was that family unit. His girlfriend, you know, she lost her future.
Mm-hmm.
So we all lost this same person, but because of our relationships with him, it was a very different grief for each of us. So we all dealt with it differently. And even now, so it'll be 4 years this year, and we all deal with it so differently still. And it just proved to me and reinforced the fact that grief is so unique.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. And it's good to be able to open our eyes and understand how other people deal with it. So then when I started to think about how can I connect these two things together, so my love for movement and immersive theatre and this kind of new thing that's come into my life, and it's definitely a real thing, like there's no hiding from that, it feels very real, how can I blend the two together? And I started with a research and development project, so bringing in performers, whether that be dancers, actors, musicians, bringing them into the space and really kind of exploring these different feelings and experiences with grief. And it's not just grief from losing someone, mm-hmm. it's exploring grief from not getting a job you wanted, mm-hmm. going through a breakup. You know, also the freedom from grief, you know, losing someone, but actually how that potentially could bring freedom. So Bound is really breaking away from that traditional theatre setting and allowing the audience to move freely through a 5-story building that has 9 different storylines of grief, love, loss entwined with this space. And, you know, I think it's giving people the opportunity to connect with their emotions, follow what they feel connected to, or move through the space and feel like, do you know what, that feels too much for me, I'm going to go in a different direction. But it gives you the kind of driving power to think, this is how I want this performance to pan out, instead of just being told, this is what you're watching and this is where you're sitting. Bound opens up the opportunity to really have that kind of a little bit more control of the performance.
I mean, what I think is really interesting about the way that you've constructed that is that it's a bit like finding and navigating your way through grief.
Mm.
Because if you're in control of it, but you're also kind of not in control of it. Mm. So in one sense, there are things that you're told will happen. So there are stories that you'll go and listen to. There are spaces you can move into. But on the other hand, you don't really know what's going to happen to you in those spaces and how you're going to react to things. And that is about the journey of grief, isn't it? Because you're told you're going to go through this phase and then you'll feel like this and then that'll happen
when you Google it, and it's
but
like
when you're there
things, yeah.
As you said, everybody's reaction to that is different, and how long you stay in that phase is very individual.
Mm.
So it's kind of really interesting that you've created something which is the parallel to the journey itself.
I always like to see it as, so that obviously the venue building is Barge House. If you were to pull off the top of the, like, the roof and to kind of bird's eye view in, and you see the audience members kind of journey round, and, you know, some people's journey might be a little bit more kind of this kind of linear, and they know exactly where they want to go. And then some people's might be a little bit more of a reflective journey. And, you know, I think you can really see that, like you say, there's that, there's this connection to this real life. And I think that's one of the, I don't necessarily want to say beautiful, but it is, it's beautiful. It's really kind of capturing what happens when we're going through grief.
I think they, there's lots of interesting, there's lots of interesting conversations that are opening up around not just grief, but also thinking about what happens when something ends. And having some of those, you know, conversations before those things end, and how you might deal with those things, and what do some of those things mean. And I suppose this is also enabling you to think about the grief may have happened for some of us, but there are all sorts of different times in our life where a loss may happen. So maybe this is also opening up our way of thinking about how to deal with it again in a different way, or how you might draw on something else to support you. What were the things that you felt that were supporting you in going through this process?
This is something that I've actually been really challenged with. I think I went in very much all guns blazing, thinking, okay, I'm still, and I will forever be on my grieving journey. And I've almost, although the creation of Bound has been definitely a healing process, I've suddenly got to the point where I was like, I think I was trying to push my grief away. And I've been so busy with everything, and I'm trying to help and support and facilitate a safe space for all my performers, that I almost forgot about my needs within this. And I've just been go, go, go. And then I definitely reached burnout, and I suddenly had to think, okay, you may need a Saturday to not even look at the show, because it's so intense, and it's real life stories, and it's my life story as well. You know,
there's
elements within the show that have developed through what I've been through, not just the other performers. Sorry, other performers, I'm not performing in it, but the other creatives in it. And I think it's really about, for me, having to realise, yes, this is healing, because I'm really able to kind of delve into what I'm grieving, but also it's a lot. And I need to really kind of look after myself at the same time.
And I think a lot of people will resonate with that as well, because the kind of the, you know, when loss happens to you, whatever that kind of loss is, there is always something that makes you feel like you either have to keep busy, or you know, keeping moving forward becomes a really important thing. I'm reflecting on myself, actually. When loss has happened to me, moving forwards has been a really important thing. Thinking about the future, making something happen, and you know, creating something, or, you know, focusing on work, or making something happen at home, or planning a holiday, or doing something that gives you a sight of the future. Because you're dealing with the loss of something that's in your past, and not having it in your future, and actually some of that is kind of all encompassing, and you sort of forget to have those moments where you step away from trying to create that future and just be in the present. And you know, certainly in my experience of one therapist I went to said to me, be in the present, Claire, because I was continually thinking, right, what can I do next? How can I push that forward? What's my 5-year plan? And actually really kind of focusing on not being scared of the present.
Definitely.
And of just sort of sitting in a place where you're okay with just now.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I mean, yeah, no, completely disagree with everything you've said, because I just feel, for me, I'm always, but even before this, I think just naturally in me, I'm always like a forward thinker, or I worry about things, I worry about the future. So it's just heightened with this. So just taking that time to try and be present, but it's hard. It's hard to be in the moment.
As you're in this fence, we're going to talk a little bit and then we'll have some music. But as you're in this building, walking around these different spaces and encompassing different performers, how did those stories develop? And are they extensions of your stories? Are they the performers that you worked with? And what and how do we feel and see and hear those stories?
So when I started with the research and development section of Bound, I was working with an amazing group of performers who were really open with what they had been going through. So a lot of the stories have grown from that point. So we have, so like I said, within the piece, there's 9 different storylines. So one of them we focus on dementia. One of them we focus on therapy section. There's a relationship breakdown. There's one that really focuses on this kind of like freedom of grief. And they all have stemmed from something that has been brought up during the R&D. Mm. And there's been a bit of interest around it. And we feel that we can delve in and pull at it a little bit more and create a whole storyline of it. For me, it was really important that the performers had ownership of their mm-hmm. story and were allowed to, not even allowed, that's the wrong word, but they gave permission of how much they wanted to share mm-hmm. or pull back on what they didn't want to share and just work with what they felt comfortable with. So that's where the stories grew from. There are a few bits that connect with me as well, but what I realized is when the more that I'm seeing these storylines grow, I'm like, I connect with that and I connect with that mm-hmm. and I feel like I connect with all of them in some way mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a lot of I think a lot of audience members will feel that as well mm-hmm. Because I just think so many of these storylines run parallel with my life, and I'm thinking I think other people would feel this as well. And the more content that I'm putting out on my social media, people were messaging me and asking me, is this kind of what this means, like what's this movement, is this, and it wasn't what I thought it meant, but it obviously is mm. connecting with people in a different way. And I think that's a lovely thing about any form of art, is that it can mean whatever you want it to mean.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
That's the thing as well, isn't it? That they, I think sometimes people are a bit afraid that they don't understand the art, mm-hmm. but actually when you give people the agency to understand it in a way that makes sense to them and not in a sort of, you know, it has to be understood in this particular way, mm-hmm. then what you get out of it is what you get out of it, not what, you know, anybody's expecting you to take away from it. We'll have a bit of music now and then we'll come back and talk about how people find out about it, how they book tickets and all that kind of stuff. Where are we going for music now? Are we going to go to, we're going to go to Sunday Crush and Green Lake.
Stare outside, another perfect day. But I feel heavy and so blue that I just wanna stay. Can't I get up and go out to feel another way? I wanna see the sun today and start to feel okay.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us, be part of our journey.
The elements influence each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, F, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y,
amazing, beautiful creatures dancing, forest glade. In my heart, I do jump like the hoodoo. Listen to the music so nicely organ played. Quietly rest, sleepy tiger under the vine tree at the waterside. And X marks the place neath the yellow moon where the and I did.
Umnandi. Umnandi.
That was a very different song that we played there, but I thought, do you know what, it's just really interesting that this was the Muppets, but not just the Muppets, this was the Muppets with Paul Simon and a South African choral group called Black Mambazo. And it's, I just thought it was a really interesting kind of blend together of different people, different things, different types of music, and also something you just probably wouldn't expect from the Muppets. But in terms of an immersive theatre piece, it was kind of there to, an immersive music piece, it was there to try and, you know, think about the kind of African choral music, and but all done with a children's song. So an interesting range. We did promise
an interesting range of music this week. But we are still with our guest, Amber. Amber, thank you for staying with us. So we've been really interesting. You were just talking about how those stories were developed with the group, and this is obviously in London. So just tell us a little bit more about how people can find out about it, where they can buy tickets, all that kind of stuff, when it's on sale.
So the tickets are live at the moment, and they will be all the way running through the show if there are still tickets left. So you can find tickets via my website, which is amberjarmancraney.co.uk, or you can type in Bound on Eventbrite. Or is it Eventbrite or Bright?
Eventbrite.
Bright.
Yeah. It's a bright thing. Yes.
It's bright. So you can just type in Bound and you'll find tickets there, or on any of my socials, but I'm sure I could maybe give you my socials.
Yeah, well, we'll put all of the details in the show notes at the end.
So then people can find
absolutely
where to go.
And are there any, we were just talking about as well in the break, about whether there are opportunities for people, because this is a show that I'm still sort of slightly in awe of you, to be honest, that you've produced all of this on your own without any backing or any support. And that, I mean, I just can't underestimate how much of a big thing that is to do that on your own. But you have got this incredible creative cast around you that you've worked with. But are there other people and other roles that you need?
Definitely. So I have a few things that I would be looking for. So I need or would like some volunteers that you don't have to do the whole duration of the show, but if you can do potentially a couple of performances, to have volunteers just helping around, even if that's kind of helping bring people in to the space or tickets or any kind of basic front of house roles. And I would love if anybody kind of who are maybe recently graduating or at university doing something within this area, so dance, acting, music, it would be lovely. And I feel very lucky to be surrounded by such a talented cast, so you'd obviously get a chance to be working with some incredible professionals. And I think, I mean, when I was at university, I would jump at anything. I'd be there at everything, doing anything just to kind of like put it on my CV. And I think this is one of the things that I think is great about when you volunteer for things, is that you meet so many people. And in the moment, you're probably thinking, I don't know why or when that connection will come in handy. But for me, producing Bound, I've gone back in my phone book and been like, oh, I'm going to drop them a message. I'm going to drop that. And so many people want to help. And I think to myself, that's why I did all those voluntary things. And that's why I went to all those networking events. So, volunteers, so please do just drop me a message if you can do any of the performance days. It runs from August 25th till September the 8th. And also, I would like to take the opportunity to just say that I'm also giving students free ticket allocation. So we have, not for like masses and masses and masses, but it's kind of like a handful of tickets that we can give to free for students, if you have any interest in the themes and topics of Bound.
I mean, I definitely think that if you're, because we have quite a lot of kind of performing arts students and performing arts colleges and things in the southeast, and particularly in Essex as well. And I think this is like a really brilliant way of getting your understanding or your interest in immersive theatre and theatre that's based around narratives. And if you've not done that before, or you're kind of doing that as part of your course, or you just want to understand how what it looks like in practice, and being a volunteer or going on one of those kind of student tickets, it's going to be such a valuable experience that you won't get anywhere else. And it's in the summer holidays, so you're not at university, so it's a really good opportunity to go and be part of something and experience it firsthand. Like you say, all the people that you'll meet, the networks that you'll create, those will be with you. All of these things stay with you for life, don't they?
Definitely. And I think that's, for me, where so many people gave back to me, I'd love to do that going forward. So I think it's just this nice chain effect of, okay, these people then, I've had people giving me kind of like their time, their advice, and then what I can go do moving forwards is if that's a free ticket allocation, then I really hope that helps in some way, even if you just want to come for a fun day out or to explore Bound or anything like that. I think hopefully people take up that opportunity.
Fantastic. Well, look, we hope it goes incredibly well. I will definitely try and be there, because I'm usually it's that nice time at the end of August where it can be a bit easier to get out into London and do something. So I would really love to come and see this. So just, I think the whole process of walking through a building and exploring and reflecting through a series of different stories, and I think the stories are really interesting as well, because you're really tapping into lots of different aspects of loss. So there's definitely something in there for everyone to be able to reflect on. And I think also just sort of see this as a show, I would see this as a piece of kind of an ability to take a day out and reflect on some of these things. And I think, you know, that whole focus that I have, particularly on what's happening next in the future, and being future focused,
being super present,
but actually just going and having an opportunity to just be super present in the space and work with kind of creative people to understand what that might feel like and look like, that would be really amazing. So look, good luck with Bound. We're really interested to hear how it goes, and also to hear what you do next.
Yes.
So even though I'm obviously very future focused, but when you've kind of reflected on Bound and what that's given you, come back to the show and another time and tell us what's on your radar next. But thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for sharing your story as well with us.
It's felt like a really nice safe space to extend that story to everyone. So
yeah, thank you. Right, we're going to have some more music now. We're going to go with a combo between The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. Let's go with Save Your Tears.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. Me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. Regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
can't get more immersive than Radiohead.
If the witch wasn't burnt, she is now. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, I mean, I think for in terms of prog rock and, you know, listening to music with the lights off and the headphones on, then, you know, lots of people would say that Radiohead is the one to do that. We're almost at the end of our show. Thank you so much for Amber for joining us. That was amazing. Yes, really interesting. Yes. To hear that programme. And also, very particularly, there is stuff that is happening. There's going to be events that you book into to go and see, but there will also be stuff happening during the day, so you can kind of just go and be there during the day. But then you kind of book into a particular show. And it's an amazing opportunity for performing arts students in this to either go and volunteer or to go along as a participant. So get in touch with Amber for all the details on the show notes at the end of the show. So we're going to have a tiny, weeny bit of news.
Quick news. Quick just news. Just because it happened last news. Night. Yeah. So the 60th Venice Biennale kicked off this weekend. Whoop. And it is called Foreigners Everywhere.
Oh, interesting.
Which is interesting considering the Canary Islands have just had big protests about English visitors, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. It's open until November and it's curated by Adriano Pedroza, who is currently the director of Museo de Arte São Paulo.
In Brazil.
And they have obviously opened this weekend, but they've also told us who all of the Golden Lion winners are.
Oh, already. Okay.
So we've got a very, very quick rundown of those. So the prize for best national participation, and this is kind of the biggest Golden Lion prize, this goes to Archie Moore, who becomes the first Australian artist to win it. The work, which has involved the artist mapping a sprawling genealogy in chalk, concerns 65,000 years of Indigenous Australian history and non-linear concepts of time and place, which seems almost thematic for the Venice Biennale. Yeah. This year, as they opened with a big performance of Native Indian Americans. A special mention has been awarded to the following participation, which is the Republic of Kosovo, for the echoing silences of metal and skin. The Silver Lion for promising young participant in the international exhibition has gone to Karima Ajardi, who is English. She's based in London but lives in Hamburg in Germany and has also lived in Lagos in Nigeria. The jury decided to also award two special mentions to the following participants: Seyma Halabi from Jerusalem, Palestine, who lives in New York City, and La Cola Poblete, who is from Argentina. So congratulations. Finally, two Golden Lions for lifetime achievements go to Italian-born Brazilian artist Anna Maria Meyer-Lino and to the Paris-based Turkish artist Neil Yalta.
And you're going, aren't you?
I am going. In
exciting.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, so hopefully I'll get tickets.
We're going to have a road report on that one.
Yes.
So, thank you so much to Amber. Have we time for a couple of tracks at the end before we...
Hopefully, yes.
Cool. Amazing. Okay, so that's all we've got time for today. A huge thank you to Amber for joining us in the studio. We're going to hand you over to the funkiest man we know, Nigel. That show, the best soul and funk you can find on Sunday night anywhere. We're going to have a couple more tracks. Hopefully we'll have Space Cowboy and then, oh, a lovely one, Ultravox, Rage to Eden, if we can have that one. Next week we're going to have more arts and national news and events. We might even have some more people coming on the show. And if you are part of this year's Art Trail in Brentwood, come on the show and tell us about yourself as an artist. We've had lots of people on the show in the last couple of years, and so we'd love to hear more and profile more of your of the local talent that is here in Brentwood, Shenfield and in Gatestone. So please do come on the show. And that's all for now, though. I've been Claire Gervais.
And I've been Natalie. And this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
You look out the window while I look at you. Saying I don't know would be like saying that the sky ain't blue. Cowboy, I ain't gonna fence you in. Go right.
and petrified. The high suspense of an empty stage, drawing in, clutching to its breast. With murmured words we sigh and focus on the main facade. Beyond the hard, reluctant windows, news from magazines. We wrote the names on books we'd borrowed, as if to bring us closer still. And threw it all away here to focus on the main facade. Raging demon jigs of sequence, but no one could see.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.